What's up, Atlanta? Happy hump day with Turtle. Yep, full four tonight. That means it's me and it's you, and it's 404-726-0929. Oren got it. He was a little late on the trigger, but that's okay. He still got there. He put the four fingers up. Now the show can officially begin. We will talk some college football tonight. We'll talk some Hawks. We'll get into some other things. But, of course, the only place to begin is where we've began. Pretty much since the season started, because it's been a season full of roller coasters, ups, downs, side to side, backwards, forwards, you name it. This has been the Atlanta Falcons 2025 season. And today, we find out Kirk Cousins will take over for the rest of the year, as Michael Penix Jr. will, in fact, have season-ending ACL surgery, and that surgery will sideline him for the estimated timeline is 9 months, is where you can begin to look at a recovery timeline. But as of right now, we certainly cannot project, and we certainly do not know where this thing stands right now. So here's the question tonight. Let's go. Let's talk. 404-726-0929. What should the Falcons do at quarterback now? I can't believe we're here. After signing Kirk Cousins 2 years ago, drafting Michael Penix, it seemed like by hook or by crook, one of those guys was going to be the long-term answer at quarterback. And Penix still may be. But when you have your fifth season-ending injury at the age of 25, 26, that's tough. That's tough to come back from, y'all. That puts you in a position where trust becomes a factor. Timelines become a factor. Everything's a factor now for Michael Penix Jr., including what the Falcons' current regime and potential future regime plans to do with him at quarterback. Do you trust him? Do you trust him now going forward? Because the unfortunate thing is, because we don't get to see him for the rest of the year, he gets an incomplete grade. So for football reasons, are you willing to say that he's the quarterback of the future? And then you throw on the injury on top of it. What are you supposed to do if you're the Atlanta Falcons? And we know for a fact that Kirk Cousins is not the answer. Even if he goes out and balls at the end of the year, he is set to make an astronomical amount of money next season. $57 million on the cap. No thanks. I'm good. He could throw, he could have a Matt Stafford type run where, by the way, if you haven't seen this, Stafford's on a 22 touchdown, zero interception run. Might have ended last week, but that's what he was going into Sunday. So he could do that, and I still would not pay Kirk Cousins at 38, 39 years old that much money to be my franchise quarterback. I wouldn't do it. Can't do it. So it's not going to be Kirk. So who is it going to be? So here's my question, 404-726-0929. Should Michael Penix Jr. still, without question, be the Falcons' long-term plan at quarterback? I think right now, it's tough to make that argument because of the injury history and because of the sample size. How can you sit here and say that you're comfortable with him completely moving forward based on the fact that he just suffered another season-ending injury? And the timeline for his recovery has not been made abundantly clear. We have no idea. I mean, the nine-month thing is being floated out there, but guys, everybody, you know the deal. Everybody heals differently. He needs to work his way back, and he may be coming into a situation, y'all, where he has a completely new offense to learn. And it's one thing to read a playbook. It is a completely different thing to go out there on the field and execute. So I don't know how entirely fair it is to put those expectations on his left shoulder. So 404-726-0929. Michael Penix Jr., should he still be the Falcons' number one tried and true plan for the future of this organization? Partially, you're hamstrung because you don't have a first-round pick this year. So if you're in love with Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore, you know, there's not a ton of great options this year. That might actually be a blessing in disguise. Drafting a quarterback might not be the option. Maybe there's a guy you love in the second round to challenge Penix. Do you bring in a vet? Do you have a, do we do another stopgap year with a Jacoby Brissett type? Ugh, that makes me sick trying to think about that, y'all. That makes me absolutely sick. But that may be what we're looking at. Do you dare take on a reclamation project like a Kyler Murray, who's also making a lot of money, not as much as Kirk would be? So do you say that's a haircut? We bring in Kyler, see what he could do, whether with the current coaching staff, which I doubt, or a new coaching staff. There are options for the Falcons, or you could stay the course. You could stay the course and you could say, hey, when this dude comes back, he's our guy. There's no way that you can put your entire, you can put your entire basket, I guess is the way to put it, in the Michael Penix Jr. bucket. How can you? What has he shown to me that you are able to trust him to lead your franchise going forward? He started 12 games. He's been up and down, and now he's injured again. I can't. And that's the unfortunate part about it. And that's really the unfortunate part about it. So 404-726-0929. I can't do it. I haven't seen, like, you can't worry about, oh, he was the eighth overall pick. You can't worry about, oh, well, we hitched our wagon to him and to Kirk Cousins. It's really a situation where rock in a hard place with, you know, you got to sort of take, whether it's Terry Fontenot or it's somebody else, you have to take all of the emotion out of it. And it's tough because he's been in your building. He's been somebody that you have invested a lot of equity and time and sweat into. But you also have to do what's best for your franchise, right? You also have to do what is best for the Falcons at the end of the day. And right now, I don't know if Michael Penix is what's best for the Falcons. I want to hope so. But again, fifth season ending injury of his career, 25, 26 years old? Really? I mean, I guess at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, do you feel like Arthur Blank on down has seen enough from this guy to make him the franchise quarterback, to keep him as the franchise quarterback? Because right now, I just don't know. Given the state of the franchise, all these decisions that are going to have to be made about the coaching staff on down, this guy is just the ultimate stuck in the crosshairs right now of a potential regime change, personnel change, scheme change. Does he fit what the current regime or a future regime wants to do, given what happened this season, given his injury history, and given the state of the franchise right now? There's every argument to keep him. He's flashed. He's shown talent. Great leader. Good head on his shoulders. Clearly he cares. We've seen how emotional he gets. He clearly wants to win. But at the same time, is it the best move for the franchise? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle taking you up until 10 o'clock. Your calls are next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.